Yeah.
So, how you been, man?
I've been good.
Cheers. That was a good episode last time.
Yeah?
I took out the beginning parts, which I mentioned to you before, but then I went right into us discussing, water versus diet soda, because we were talking about, the guy named Huberman. He's like a podcast darling right now. He has his own, but he also goes on Rogan. He goes on all the comedians.
Okay.
He's like one of those bridge guys that that is really scientific, but he can translate well to comedians or just general life living and all that stuff. So it's like us talking about water. It's water will never hurt you, but then you need food. You can't survive on just water alone.
You can also drown.
Well, that's...
There's also that guy who drank, 3 gallons of water a day as an experiment, and after about a month, he died.
Was he, a regular guy doing an experiment, or was he, a scientist that didn't know what he was doing? Because 3 gallons a day, that's a lot.
It is a lot. I thought it was the experiment. The experiment went, that in the beginning he felt, in the beginning, I don't know, in the beginning he grappled with drinking 3 gallons of water a day, as most people probably would, but then he felt great, but then he started to have, having sodium imbalances, and then it killed him.
Oh, yeah, because, water is, everything else in life. I mean, I'm pretty sure that if you were to, have 5 or 6 IV bags of vitamin C a day, that would probably kill you in a month as well. But I'm not quite sure about that. Because
so there's another guy who ate 30 eggs a day.
Yep.
He, at the end, he felt great.
At the end or...
At the end of the set time.
Okay, so did he end up dying or...
No, he felt great.
Well, because eggs are high in protein. I don't think they're... Are they good in cholesterol or...
There was that whole health craze with cholesterol. Don't worry about cholesterol.
I don't trust pop anything in the medical field.
Uh-huh.
It's like the Atkins diet works. Everyone's like, well, Atkins
diet? The Atkins diet is now just keto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is, but I feel like that it's a very strong Venn diagram where there's a lot in the center.
Well, what I mean is the Atkins diet, the thing made up by, the guy Atkins came up with. Was based on keto. I think he tried to make it more palatable a Jenny Craig kind of thing.
Well, I think he also, whenever someone tells you that Atkins died, he didn't die of a heart attack. He died slipping on ice and hit his head. So it's like saying he died at an early age.
You can still buy Atkins bars.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know if those are just low in sugar and carbs, right?
Well, all of it is low in sugar. Sugar is a carb. All of it is low in carbs. That's the idea. The idea is that carbohydrates, when you eat carbohydrates, or if your body thinks you're eating carbohydrates, which is a very important distinction, because it can be triggered by things that are not technically carbohydrates, like some fake sugars and whatnot can do it to people. It just kicks them out of ketosis.
All right.
But your body produces insulin when you eat carbohydrates. It produces insulin at other times, but mostly when you eat carbohydrates. And what insulin does is it takes the carbohydrates that you're eating and stores them as fat, or stores them in your fat, your nodes. I don't know.
Lymphs? I don't know.
Lipids?
I
forget what the name is.
That's a level of biology that I don't even claim to understand.
Yeah.
Because, then you have to realize that there's body types, and, then there's types within types.
Yeah, no, there's being mesomorphic or endomorphic and ectomorphic.
Yep.
I am a meso-endomorphic body type.
Yeah,
and I know that
square
because
and you get bigger, you put on weight easier and all that.
I put on muscle and weight easier.
Yeah.
And I know that because of weightlifting.
So I'm drinking the Crush Depth, which is an Imperial Black IPA, which I think it's the first time I've ever had one of those.
I'm not a huge fan of Imperial Stouts.
Which Which one are you drinking right now?
This is the Blacksmith. I tried the Condemnation of Memory earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah. It tastes a lot like the other Imperial Stout.
Okay. I'm not a huge stout person, only because even on tap, like there are certain ones that like lend to things. Like, it, like I've still yet to find the perfect peanut butter beer. Because like you either get butterscotch or you get rice crackers.
I can't say I've ever had a peanut butter beer.
You see it a lot with chocolate peanut butter beers, and like chocolate you can at least almost get the aroma, but not necessarily the taste.
So here, chocolate in a stout is almost easy because it's already got that bitter aspect.
Yeah.
And all you need to do is add kind of a coffee aspect, and you have chocolate.
Now, I was asking the guys here if they were going to do their horchata again, because they did it either last year or 2 years ago. And when I tell you that was a perfect beer,
well, like, it's a horchata.
I know it's a horchata, but there's horchata that's made with rum, which is real horchata, but a beer horchata that tastes just like regular horchata, like it was just fucking so good. And I hope they do it again. But like I said. Like, here's to hoping, but you texted me the other day that you were messing around with DALL-E 3.
Yeah, so ChatGPT has really expanded lately.
Well, I looked into it because like I went to ChatGPT and I asked them, "Hey, can you draw me an image?" And they're like, "No, I can't."
Yes.
There's two versions.
Yes.
There's ChatGPT 3.5,
yeah,
which is free to everybody.
So what you want to say there is that's ChatGPT using GPT 3.5. ChatGPT is the site.
Yeah, it is the site.
GPT is the model.
Yeah, OpenAI is the company and all that too. So,
I have some weird news that's been happening lately. Once you after this,
well, Sam Altman is their was their CEO.
Yeah,
and I think the robots are going to take over quicker now. I mean, like with Sam Altman, I got the impression that like he was at least cautious about.
So I've heard a bunch of stuff about this now. Not a whole of it is reliable.
None of it's. I don't trust a single thing, even because.
So what I do know though is that Microsoft was not. Microsoft knew 3 minutes before the announcement.
Yeah.
And Microsoft, they have a big interest in the things that they own.
Yeah.
It's also the board included Sam Altman.
Yeah.
And it included the person who took over as CEO.
Yep.
And there are 6 people on this board. So there are 4 people not involved in this on the board.
And I've heard it's not a fiduciary. However, like their purpose in theory on paper is artificial intelligence safety measures. Like they have like a responsibility to be as safe as possible. That's in
all
on
that
paper,
all
on
that
paper.
Bullshit. Yeah.
But exactly.
People have been talking about, oh, they've made a breakthrough, and Sam Altman, you were saying something about safety. Sam Altman was on the opposite team, team push it.
Yeah.
And what's her name? The lady who took over.
I'm gonna say Mirai, but I know that's.
It sounds
close. It's close, but I know it's not the name.
It's
Mirai.
She was on the team safety.
Yeah.
And Sam Altman was on team push it out.
Yeah.
Also, there's news about them working on GPT-5.
Well, you know that's a thing.
Well, but. So, like, they just pushed... So, all right, back up.
Yeah.
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Just put out a major update to ChatGPT. They condensed all of the different abilities. So, like, before, you would go, you would use ChatGPT if you had a paid account.
Yeah.
You could say...
That's what I realized, too.
Yeah.
You have... what is it, $20 a month or whatever?
$20.
I'm looking into it because... Like, just to, I'm gonna let you go, but like just up front, what Midjourney is right now versus DALL-E.
Midjourney is, they really need to get off of fucking Discord.
So, I'm okay with them being on Discord because I'm using ChatGPT through Bing right now.
No, you're using Bing Chat. Those are very different.
I know, but it's it might as well.
It's a different version of DALL-E as well.
It is. But like their image creator is like an older version of DALL-E, which is low. But
So they're both DALL-E 3.
Yeah.
They have different implementations of DALL-E 3. Because one is the Microsoft implementation,
yeah,
that is the Bing Chat. The other is ChatGPT, which does, I don't know, maybe they have better servers. Not sure. It is notably different, though.
So the Bing Chat, they start you off with 15 boosts, meaning like whether you want to use them or not, you're going to get 15 as soon as possible images done. Now, this morning, I type in a continuation of what I was working on the day before, and it was like, oh, it'll be ready in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes might as well be, and one guy was complaining that it, one of his things was going to take an hour, which, like, say what you will about Midjourney, as it currently stands right now, like, I don't know what the paid version of GPT is, wait times-wise.
So,
or DALL-E, I should say.
The wait times for ChatGPT
are pretty quick.
No.
I don't.
They've been absolutely slammed lately. So
I haven't had an issue with ChatGPT, but I can't say for sure. I mean,
before the update. Oh, right. So I should explain the update.
All right. Yeah, so, go into what you were saying before, because we went on a tangent just now.
They took their default. You click on a tab, and what you get is default internet browser, data and analysis, whatever, plugins, and then DALL-E. I think I might be missing something. But what they've done is they've combined all of them. What you had to do before is you go, oh, I'm going to go to data analysis to upload a thing, and just data analysis is what I'm going to be using.
Yeah.
Or just web browsing is what I'm going to be using.
Yeah.
Or just DALL-E. And there was no the vision thing that they have,
yeah,
where you can upload a picture and it'll just look at it.
Yep.
Now they combine that all into one. There are now only two options. Well, there are three options. There's 3.5,
yep,
4 Turbo,
yeah,
which has an enormous... there was... what was the other AI site?
There's a bunch of them.
There's three main ones.
There's Midjourney, DALL-E.
No. Those are image generators, AI things, like Bard.
OpenAI.
Well, no. Okay, so there's ChatGPT, there's Bard, and there's something starting with an A. Whatever. It, the third one, its claim to fame was its incredible token count.
Yeah.
ChatGPT 4 Turbo now exceeds that.
Okay.
On top of everything being...
I know which one you're talking about with tokens, but go ahead, keep going.
Well, quick summary. A token is the amount of things that the AI can do in one instance.
Yeah.
So, like, if you start talking to ChatGPT and you go, like, 1,000 posts down, it's not going to remember all that shit in the beginning that you were talking to it.
Yeah.
It'll just get very confused, and you'll have to remind it of things. It'll be... But with a longer token limit, that you can fit a lot more in there.
All right, so to speak on what you're talking about right now, I've noticed that in any image generator or any like chatbot, there's a level of complexity that if you attempt, it's not going to do it.
Like, so that's probably the token limit.
Well, so in basic terms, like with an image generator, like if I put in 16 things that are like line by line, or I'll even make it even more simple. If I want to do a single image, I can get a single image. However, if I want details within the image, I can get some of the details in the image. Like, if I were to attempt a comic book panel, meaning a character, a background, a word balloon, and any other like sound effects whatsoever, I can't pull off the comic panel half the time. However, I can. And we're back.
That was nuts. A party walked in.
Like, we've had some interesting recording situations, but that whole party setting up, I knew we were going to be fucked when the guy brought in a hot pot. I was like, you're not bringing a hot pot in for, like, four people, so.
Yeah. All right. So, ChatGPT.
Yep.
So, it's had an enormous upgrade. And it is being absolutely slammed. I think they suspended new signups for a while. I don't know if they're letting people sign up again yet, but yeah.
So ChatGPT was pretty good for, because I've been using it to not write, but
you've been using 3.5.
Yeah, it's the internet browser. So I've been using.
There's only the internet browser.
Well, I want to say it's 3.5.
It's free version.
Well, I'm using the free version.
3.5.
Yep. I'm using that to I have a novel. I have it all outlined. What I'm having it do is get all the bullshit work out of the way. And I'm going in there and just fixing things, tweaking things, because let's face it, you know, like the Is This Human? Or like, you know, the Terminator, the first one? Like, when they were talking about recognizing the Terminators.
Yeah.
You could tell because they had, like, rubbery skin and all that stuff. We're still at that stage of, like, you could tell this was written by a robot. Because no matter how complex the prompt is, like, it's...
So, like, when you go from 3.5 to 4...
Yeah.
That's one of the bigger leaps, is it's a more natural...
But basically, I'm just saying, hey, the setting is a hospital. Give me 50 words, gritty, detail-based about the hospital, and then I'll go in, rewrite things, take out all the stuff that, like, I'm taking out all the stuff that's like sounds horrible, putting in whatever horrid trash I'm capable of.
Yeah, it's good for lorem ipsum, but better.
Yeah, but then all the dialogue I'm doing myself, characters interact. That way I can get to the things I really like doing and getting out, like, and I'm deleting, like, half of whatever's generated. But the idea is to just, like, then once I edit all the things together, I'm going to put it through the document through ChatGPT again. Just be like, hey, highlight all the spelling errors and whatnot, because I'm writing it on WordPad. I'm using the two extreme opposites of the spectrum. I'm using fucking AI machine learned, like ChatGPT, and I'm using WordPad, which, like, short of Notepad, like, I just wanted to have like formatting and whatnot in there.
I use ChatGPT a lot to just. I put whatever I was going to type in there, and I was like, does this sound stupid?
No, that actually, no, that's a good thought check. I mean,
yeah,
but you, the, then with, but with, I'm going to sign up for the, if possible, if just to see what, cause my big test that I wanted to try to see if I could actually, like, build piecemeal a comic book through ChatGPT and DALL-E.
No.
Okay, I had a feeling, but I was
you,
able.
You could do something to that effect. You'll have to do all the.
You're gonna have to do the heavy lifting. You're still gonna have to put it together. You're still gonna,
have to do the paneling.
But in terms of like a panel by panel, image by image generation,
keeping a consistent character in DALL-E through ChatGPT is
not going to happen.
Nearly impossible.
It's very difficult to do in Midjourney, even though there are tricks.
This is a Stable Diffusion kind of job.
It is, but it's also, I might look online just to, because I have like a lot of tools I've looked into, like TinyWow. Have you ever been on that site? It's very simple AI stuff where it's like,
it's called what?
TinyWow.com.
Never heard of it.
It's got a suite of like generators and fix this and turn this into that. where it's like, hey, turn this MP3 into a whatever file, a wave. Like, which...
You like, can save it as a wave.
You can, but it's a suite of tools that just makes things a lot fucking easier because it's all in one place. But like the like in terms of AI stuff, like it's like
data analysis on ChatGPT could technically do that unless there's some kind of like audio processing going on that you're talking about.
Yeah. So all right. There's so many things I would like to try, but like I generally search, hey, is there like a free AI tool that does this?
And, yeah, I do that sometimes.
And then
there isn't.
My favorite thing right now, which I had an idea, I almost wanted to ask people when I went to Comic-Con, hey, do you want to start like a online professional wrestling type deal where like you have an image that you did worked on or whatever, and then you just message me, hey, this week I want to promote this thing, can you make a post where like look at this King Arthur's court knight. Like, they have this incredible knight or whatever, and I just go in with a Midjourney Volume 1, version 1, and just, like, I type in, a King Arthur's knight or whatever, and it's just, like, some Photoshopped, it's an actually generated thing, but, like, do you ever see Midjourney version 1 products?
Not really.
Well, they were very literal, and they sucked at things, but, like, if you wanted, like, a streetlight inside of a restaurant, it gave you a streetlight inside of a restaurant. But you could tell it was so fake. Like, it was just, like, shoehorned in there. It was very... There was a lot of things with Midjourney that...
So those two chicks with the horns that I sent you, right?
Yep.
They look really fucking good.
Yeah. Dude, Dali is very, very, very good at giving you what you want. Like, Midjourney, it's a learning process where it's like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. Describe it to me. And then you get four descriptions. Like, that's a tool that it'll give you, and Dali, I believe, has that as well, as long with ChatGPT in with Dali, because I think it's Dali 3 that has it.
Dali 3 is Dali is I think I used Dali first, like, of all the. Oh, hey, this thing on the internet can generate pictures.
I think that was the first one, because yeah. I remember Dali, which I said, give me a JFK manga, and it did. It gave me a manga page. That was JFK all over, but in terms of, like, storytelling, it wasn't thought out. It was like, all right, I have a manga page and I have JFK. So these two things look the same. However, you would have to, like, take it to, like, you would have to upscale it because it's giving you, I want to say, 72 pixels per inch images meant for the web.
So for ChatGPT, like I was saying, they're getting absolutely slammed.
Yeah.
When they first gave you Dali, when it was just a tab and all it was doing was Dali, it generated four images at a time.
Yeah.
And it kind of determined itself what the ratio of the images were going to be.
Yeah.
It has since become two images at a time.
Yep.
And it's now one image at a time.
I'm still getting the four, so I'm like my Bing chat.
That's Bing chat.
But I will say this though, this is going to be one of those haves and have-nots, like everything else. Like, there's going to be people that are going to need their own dedicated systems to be able to run it, so they're going to have to buy the tool itself, just so that like it's not one centralized processing center. I have no idea if that's actually the way it works right now.
Places like. Bing Chat is using the Microsoft servers,
yep.
And ChatGPT is using the OpenAI servers.
Did Microsoft buy OpenAI?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Gates is going to run the world.
The rate limits have been absolutely horrible on ChatGPT recently.
Yeah.
Because it used to be, we'll give you 50 posts on ChatGPT. Every 3 hours.
All right, that's good.
Unless you're just like sitting there and it's all you're doing, you're probably not going to hit that.
Yeah, if you're shit posting, like that could easily clog up. I can only imagine.
However,
how many like dumbass 10-year-olds are just like, I don't know, I want to see this and this and this and this all together, like just
right. No, that was just for text.
Yeah, No, I mean, like, with everything now.
Yes.
Like, if they have, if, like, some 10-year-old gets access to, like, like, I wouldn't trust a 10-year-old driving a car. So, like, I can only imagine what they're dealing with, like, in terms of, like, what it's being asked to, generate altogether.
Right. But, also, it used to have the images have their own rate limit.
Yep.
So you could keep using ChatGPT, but you're out of images for now.
Yep.
And it'll tell you, oh, wait 3 minutes. Oh, wait 5 minutes. Oh, wait 27 minutes.
Yep.
Wait 17 hours.
Yep.
I've hit wait 17 hours. It's also not true.
Yeah.
You can give it a shot. It might just forget. but now it seems that they've tied posts to images.
Yep.
So now it's not, oh, you get 50 of these. Now it's, if we're overwhelmed, you might not get 10.
Yeah. So that's why I have about 12 like folders on Discord in my own server of just things I'm constantly working on. All right, I've hit a wall with this one. I'm gonna try this one over here. So in terms of the thing that I got really far on, and I got about 75% like of the things that I wanted out of it, I had this idea for a dinosaur that wants to become a boxer. So a T-Rex that wants to become a boxer. We've all seen a T-Rex.
Yeah.
We all see how short those arms are. Like that was the joke. And it's sort of like Rocky, but it's not Rocky. It's like no one believes in him, but it's like the bigger message is like God damn it, I'm going to will myself into this and I'm going to do it. And I just like the idea grew from there. So I asked it to generate a T-Rex in Street Fighter 2 graphics. So Super Nintendo, Capcom.
This is Bing Chat, right?
Yeah, Bing Chat. I got... there was a couple hard ones. The biggest one that I had a hard time doing was getting... Well, A, contact is hard. Like, it's like, all right, he's versus a robot. Okay, the robot was there, but the robot's kind of out of scale, but I can Photoshop that and fix that. I can generate the dinosaur getting punched or the robot getting punched. I could generate those, but the knockout, where I want to see the opponent over the dinosaur on the ground in the same way that Muhammad Ali stood over Sonny Liston. I got dozens of images of Muhammad Ali and Sonny Liston, and I did not get. And I got close. I got, but for whatever reason, it would have. The gorilla would be standing up, and it would be Muhammad Ali on the ground, or Sonny Liston, whatever one it went with, and then it would be the dinosaur standing right there. So I had to change gears. I was like, all right, maybe it's just the image I'm trying to recreate. Let's see if I could redo this. I want a dinosaur to be the Jake Paul, Nate Robinson meme, where I don't know if you follow this, but Nate Robinson was an NBA player that was the first like real athlete to box Jake Paul.
I think I already know what the issue with these prompts are, but go ahead.
Well, that one worked. The dinosaur was actually the Nate Robinson meme. But
that's surprising.
Well, tell me, like, because I know it's a complex issue, and I was trying to like in language, like recreate a photo.
So what the issue I would assume is that you're giving it names and you're telling it. Oh, do it like this. So it knows, if it knows that,
yeah.
It goes and looks at that and gives you that.
Yep.
What you want to do is give it the description of the pose, description of how the two things are aligned. Be like, oh, I want the arms to be up in the air like in victory, and
yep.
I want the other person to be on the ground, sprawled out, knocked out. And I want this, whatever the pose is that you want.
All right, just to...
But if you reference a specific thing, it gets confused.
All right. I really hope I didn't download anything extra in the last day or two. I want to show you, like, what I'm talking about in terms of what I came up with. Photos.
Also, in ChatGPT, the copyright safeties are extreme.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so... These are the images that I came up with. Super Nintendo graphics, a T-Rex jogging through Philadelphia. Like, I'm kind of ripping off Rocky, so let's just go with Philadelphia. I'm getting a lot of good ones that are, like, I don't have to do a lot of work. Like, there's a lot of,
These look like actual pictures of Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, that one is an actual picture of Philadelphia that it just put a dinosaur on.
Okay.
But, but it's been pretty consistent about, like, putting things it, like that. You could definitely tell, like, it ran it through a filter with, like, it generated those with graphics. But I'm going to have to take out the life bars and everything, just crop those out. Or then I was like, I want an old man training a T-Rex wearing boxing gloves. And, like, the old man was different. Sometimes he has hair, sometimes he's Colonel Sanders, but a lot of times it's pretty close. Sometimes he's in a karate gi for whatever reason. The shoes don't match. He's wearing shoes. Like, little things like that. But the... I can change things in Photoshop, and I can just, like, put... I can write a line, hey, today I'm wearing a wig, today I'm not. I'm wearing a wig in public, today I'm not. It turned out pretty good most of the time. And sometimes I don't need it to be the same old guy, but, but here, this is what I'm talking about. This is the Nate Robinson meme. It pulled off the dinosaur as Nate Robinson, but it also threw in frickin', like a Mike Tyson punch-out kind of dude or whatever. I'm going to take him out. Like, and there, I got plenty of other options, but, I can have other opponents in there. Like I said, Photoshop it out. But this is the ones where that is pretty damn close to the Muhammad Ali photo. But it would use Muhammad Ali as the boxer and not the gorilla, which that was a little problematic to say out loud. So I tried, but I wanted the gorilla over the dinosaur, and unfortunately it couldn't work. And sometimes the gorilla wasn't exactly drawn the same way each time, or, but the and sometimes the gorilla looks like King Kong. So like the main event part of the story is an 800-pound gorilla versus an 8-foot-tall Tyrannosaurus Rex. Like, that's the goal. That was the download. Sometimes...
was that Muhammad Ali standing over Muhammad Ali?
That's Muhammad Ali over Sonny Liston. That's the actual photo I used as reference.
Okay.
Because, like, I one of my techniques was, I was like, I put the Muhammad Ali photo into Midjourney, and I blended the two. Useless of results, like not even close. So, like, even with the weights on one and the other, so a lot of the boxing ones turned out really good, where the gorilla is punching the dinosaur, which works out perfectly. However, the art style is not consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I'm gonna have to take out a couple things here and there.
So something like Midjourney or Dolly, this is not what you want to use them for. If you want something like a comic book,
this is going to be a storybook, not a comic book. But yes,
same thing. If you want a consistent character model, you have to use a consistent character model reference.
You hear that, artist? You have a job for the next 5 or 6 years. I think this is going to take a while for them to iron out.
No, what I'm saying is that you need Stable Diffusion.
Stable Diffusion, you have access to.
You download Stable Diffusion onto your computer and you run it.
How powerful does your rig have to be to handle it? Because I can imagine, like, you have like a Walmart laptop that costs you $200, but it'll take you two hours to do an image. If it even has the ability to support it.
If you have 16 gigs of VRAM.
How much is like your typical over-the-counter computer carrying? Like, these days.
No, that's a graphics card thing. A VRAM, video RAM.
I know, but, like, in terms of, like, without getting a specific card...
Well, it's the specific card that matters.
I know, but, like, you know how, like how much VRAM does, like, a general starter computer come with?
It matters entirely what's in the graphics card.
I know, but, again, But in terms of...
You could put a graphics card in anything. Any computer that can hold the graphics card. This is not the line of questioning that you want to go down.
I know, but I'm asking...
If you're asking what is the type of graphics card that your average off-the-shelf computer has,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, no, shit. Like, are we talking about one VRAM or...
No, not one, but like...
Four.
Eight.
Okay, so automatically you have to... Possibly four. Any new computer that you get, you have to... Like, unless it's like Alienware or whoever the good guys are these days.
So Alienware hasn't been good in forever.
Okay, who are the good guys these days?
You're just gonna want somebody to build you a custom PC. There are no the pre-built PCs are people who just build PCs as a company.
Yeah.
If you want to buy like a Dell thing,
I wouldn't buy a Dell for my worst enemy, but
that's the only other kind of pre-built that I can like reference that I know about.
Okay.
Other than like a Mac. If you want to buy a Dell computer as just a pre-built, or like an HP.
Yep.
I don't know if they're still around.
I think HP is still around.
Okay. Then it really depends. You're going to have to look at what's... I don't know what comes in a normal Dell or HP.
Uh-huh.
It could be NVIDIA... 4800 for all I know. That works for a business.
Well, did you see the NVIDIA news a couple weeks ago?
No.
They came out with a new card, or they came out with a new technology. I don't want to say a new card, where it was specifically designed for generation stuff, for AI.
An AI card. I think I've heard about this.
Which, I'm glad I bought stock in NVIDIA a couple years ago when I heard AI was going to be a thing. Because I realized NVIDIA was made... Well, I got you to thank. Remember the story you told me about, like, the Threadripper or whatever the hell? Where they trolled AMG into building a card half as good as the one they already had?
You mean AMD?
AMD, okay.
I
got my,
I
got my computers and cars mixed up for a second with Mercedes. So you told me a story of NVIDIA has a card in the works. So they put out fake specs that are... half as good as the card that they actually have. So AMD puts out a card that is 1.25 better than the specs that that NVIDIA posted. Then NVIDIA drops the hammer and says, here is our new card, which is way better, which, by the way, we took some time to really fine-tune it, so we are beating AMD's new card that they thought they were beating us with. Whatever. This was years ago.
This doesn't sound familiar at all. That sounds like something that AMD would do, not the reverse.
Well, I want to say out loud, you were the one that told me the story.
Okay.
So I bought stock in both of them.
All right.
And NVIDIA has fucking paid off, dude. So not a lot. Like, I'm not like some rich bastard.
Hold on. We're talking about... All right. We're talking about...
That's an aside.
Graphics cards.
Yes.
I still don't remember this.
We might have it on...
I don't remember.
I don't know what episode. I'm not going through the archives. So if we have any fans out there, comment what episode it was.
I got a Radeon card. It's a 3800 XT.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It cannot do Stable Diffusion.
Is that because of the way it's built, or just like...
Just because of the way that Stable Diffusion is programmed.
Yeah. All right.
And I have been salty about it ever since I started to really get into AI stuff. I'm like, I'm so mad.
Yeah.
I'm so upset. I can't just go buying a new graphics card for no reason. But like, there's so many things I can't do. I can't use Stable Diffusion. I can't use Tortoise text speech.
Yep.
I can't. There's so many things that people are just developing this Gorilla software for NVIDIA.
Mm-hmm.
Because NVIDIA has CUDA cores.
Yeah.
And AMD doesn't. They will soon, but they don't.
Yeah. Now, are they the type that when they catch up, they catch up hard, or...?
I don't know. Their graphics cards haven't really been their claim to fame.
Okay.
Their CPUs are what are usually pretty
Maybe it wasn't graphics cards. Maybe it was CPUs that we were talking about.
Yeah, we still that still sounds like a reverse with an Intel, in AMD,
okay.
thing. But yeah, I can see NVIDIA stock going up because of AI generation.
Yeah, over the last few years, it's been a good one. So, and I just change it up so that I buy like $10 a week of, I get like maybe 1% or like 0.3% of like an actual stock. However, like that $10 is
an ETF.
I don't think it's an ETF. I think it's their actual stock of NVIDIA. So,
oh,
like an ETF. Okay, ETF would be like if you were to buy like a piece of stock in oranges or whatever. Yeah. Or like the whole entire stock market.
Yeah, you're right. An ETF is a fund. It's the F.
Yep. But the okay, so I feel like we should follow up on some things. Did you ever come up with that unethical AI?
Oh yeah, we talked about this one point. There's a bunch.
There's a bunch.
It's what happens when I try to do some grand vision thing. I quickly find that people have already done it better.
Any ones you want to recommend for what purposes?
Wizard AI, I think, is the best one. I haven't looked into them in a while, but Wizard AI seemed to be one of the better ones. But
what purpose does it serve?
Oh, it's just a large language model that's not censored.
Okay. Because I looked into because aside from Stable Diffusion, which everyone's like just like running in their backyards, I was trying to see if there were like there was a site that would offer like because the amount of like AI porn that's flooded the images section is a lot. Like
yeah, what I really appreciate about the whole AI boom in art is people who were not skilled enough to put their vision on paper,
yep,
can now do that. We have a wider variety of vision,
yeah,
not constrained by artistic skill.
Yep. Alright. Let's hold the thought there. I want to go inside and get another beer.
Uh-huh.
And you owe me from last time. So just give me, like, I don't know, not one of these. This wasn't bad. I would have this again, but
the,
not...
The Imperial...
The Black Imperial IPA. But don't do this one. Like, this one's like a one and done.
Okay.
Like, you appreciate the taste the first time in small amounts.
Yeah.
But like there's a difference between a beer that you have like half a pint and a pint of. Like Coors Light, say what you will about it, it's water.
Mm-hmm.
But that water tastes great and tastes consistently great the whole night.
It doesn't taste great.
I don't drink it for the taste. But
it tastes great. I don't drink it for the taste.
No, it tastes great over time. Like
as you get drunker.
As you get drunker, you don't even taste it anymore. Mm-hmm. But the that's sort of the point. It's mm-hmm. like there's beers out there. Oh man, this is fucking amazing. And it's like some piney IPA that's like got the flavor of trees or something. Like the second one you have is not as good as the first sip. Like the first sip of the second one is not anywhere good as the last sip of the last one. It's just like it's a big difference maker. So,
you know what I found out yesterday? Pennsylvania has a ban on 190 proof Everclear.
Is there a black market that we could take advantage of?
No, they just come to New Jersey and buy it.
Yeah, I know, but like if we just like got in a car with like a trunk full of Everclear in the like, could we just go door to door and be like, hey?
I'm fairly sure that's illegal.
Alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. Yeah, I'm sure ATF would have an issue with that. But if we went to colleges and be like, hey, buddy, like Everclear or whatever, and just be like sup, once you fire when you blow into a match or whatever, like I'm sure like there's like a college out there that we can make some money on.
Probably not.
All right, let's pause here and we're back. Cheers. So good. So, anything for Black Friday you're noticing, or are you past that point?
Well, I mean, I'm not itching to spend money right now, but no, I haven't really noticed. There's the Hero Forge minis.
Yep.
They have a Black Friday sale. I might get some on there, but Otherwise, not really.
Oh, no. I'm saving my money. However, I'm also, like, I'm saving my money on stuff I would, like, I'm picking my battles.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had a sticker buying habit because like it's a cheap way to support artists.
Oh, like, actual stickers.
Actual stickers from artists, so it's not like I'm buying like some like Liz Frank or whatever from Walmart. I'm just I know I messed that one up. It's like Lisa Claire or something or Marie Claire. Anyway.
I don't know anything you just said.
I'm not buying like I'm buying like. Stickers from actual artists because it was a cheap way to, unless I see a deal, because like this one guy in Estonia, really love his work, but he had a 30% off deal, and I would be spending the money in euros.
Mm.
So I'm already spending I believe the rate right now is like 1.25 to a dollar. That's what a euro is right now.
Okay.
Which. When did that happen? Because I thought the euro was like less than a dollar at one point, but
I don't know.
I know the pound has always been like 2-1, basically. Like for every dollar, like that's like half a pound over there.
I don't know. I follow the yen, not that.
Oh, the yen is a good. We're in a good spot right now. It's like 1,000 yen is like $6.60 or something like that. So if there's anything you want to buy in Japanese or whatever. Yeah. Do it now because, like, historically it's like $7 or $8.
I tried with the watermelon game.
I know. I looked into that, but I didn't. I saw some things, but I didn't really see it. So anyway, he had 30% off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let's see what he's got. Like I went over to the nice section, the original art stuff. Because I'll buy original art, like if it's within my price range. At 30% off, he was offering some like small sketches and whatnot that were for like 55 euros, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So normally it would work out to about 130 bucks. I got it for 99, so not bad. Like 100 bucks, even though like that's my big spend for the day, for the month or whatever.
It's got 100 bucks for a piece of art.
Well, for two, but the. But it, I have a theory that like if they're a bit like there's if an elite artist that like 30 years from now I feel like it's going to appreciate.
It won't unless it wait is it paint on canvas?
It's a marker and Copic marker, so it's like the. Depending on, well, Peach Momoko is a good example of this. Have you seen her stuff online at all?
I don't know who that is.
She draws a lot for Marvel nowadays. However, her style is very painterly, and it's very, her covers go for a lot of money, her older stuff. There's a lot of Asian artists that in the Western market that is doing well right now, like Stanley Lau, Art Germ, mm-hmm. is doing really well right now. Hit some of his older stuff, like the book came out for $3 or whatever at the time, or $3-$4 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going for $50 because it's an early work of his and it's that particular cover, and the graded version of that goes for a good amount. So like stuff like that, all it takes is for someone to like being a fan, like just a pure fan, like not trying to be a scalper, not trying to be an investor or whatever, at New York Comic Con with artists and particularly signed stuff, soul crushing. Because like, I go to this one artist, it was like, all right, I'll buy your $20 book because you're right there and I love your work, I'll get it signed. So the signature remark business has gone up because it used to be a graded signature. Well, it's got ink on the cover. It's not a perfect cover, but it's signed by the artist. Yeah, it doesn't really matter because it's signed. So that market flipped, so now signatures are in because it's rarer, it's like personalized or whatever. So I'm standing there, I'm just buying a book, and they're like, hey, do you want to get it graded? I was like, not really, but like, what's the process on that? Then they're like, well, we have to get a witness and we have to do this and we have to do that. I was like, you know what, Here, I'm just gonna have you sign it. Here's $20. It's the cost for her signature. She gave me $10 back because I had her sign the inside cover because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But I looked into it. I might end up getting like that graded, but with not the popular one. I'll go with the one that doesn't require a witness, but they'll verify the signature. It costs a little bit more money, but it's different. It's not the same as, because like the big one, there's the gold label grading, and then there's the green label grading, meaning like there's damages, like there's somebody marked on it, someone took out a thing or whatever, and it's like it's the green label of death basically. But if I'm going to just like sit around and like look at it, like I might as well get it graded just so that in like 10, 15 years, it'll be worth more that way. But it was so soul crushing because like it used to be if you were going to get more than one thing signed, it would be money. Because I felt sorry for some of these creators, like some of these like investor scalper types. Like, if you're an investor, fine. But if you're just going to try and flip it on eBay the moment you get out of the thing, like, it makes sense to do it. It makes you money. But you got to wait for the guy to die, too. Like, that's the whole point. Like, there's an infinite amount of signatures that's going to happen between now and then. Mm-hmm. But it's once they're gone, that's when the signatures is like, well, now we have a sealed number. I never wanted to think like that, but like I was at a small convention a few years ago at Phillipsburg High School. Klaus Janson is there. Now, you may not know the name, but you've seen the art. Because have you ever seen The Dark Knight Returns?
The comic. So.
Okay. He worked with Frank Miller on a lot of things, including Daredevil and Batman. It's like two of like the most seminal works in the 80s that Frank Miller did. He was the inker on. He inks Frank Miller a lot. This dude had a box, meaning like two boxes in a milk crate. So I'm talking maybe 200 books. He wanted all of them signed at this one show. So at a certain point,
does that ever happen?
Yes, all the time. If you're a big enough name, it will happen.
But no, that they get them signed.
If they have the money
sounds
for
like
it.
An all day kind of affair.
Well, like at a certain point, like if the line forms up and everyone's got a milk crate of fucking 200 books, they'll post a sign, 10, if that, 5, 2, or whatever. And it used to be the first signature was free, or if you wanted personalized, it was free. And 10 bucks, fine. Like it's worth it. Talk to your favorite person or whatever. Like I've had a couple of times where Klaus Janson sees me though, and I have one book. And it's not even like a key issue. It's just like, hey, I really love this book. Thank you for your work. So I go to hand him the 10 bucks or whatever. He waves off his hand and just like gives me like the shush sign. And I was like, gotcha, sir. Away we went. Like that happens on occasion, and I am grateful for those because like I understand the situation where there's been guys that go to the conventions, actors, that they had a role on a show, wasn't the greatest show of all time. They didn't have the biggest role, but like people liked them. They're the only guy that ever portrayed this character. Well, they can walk away with trash bags full of cash from all the photos and all the signatures. So, the life after the series ends. Like, as long as you're cool and you're not a dick and you, like, just appreciate, like, hey, I understand that I'm going to get, like, Ewan McGregor between Star Wars and everything else he's been in. Like, he was in the one Birds of Prey movie, so, like, he...
Kenobi.
Yeah. Kenobi, like, that's this big one, but...
What? The show Kenobi.
Yeah, well, I will go prequels. I think he has more fans from that.
He really does. Because everything he's done lately has been kind of shit, and
I don't blame actors for that though.
No, but he's also been kind of a shit on social media about it.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, like I think he said some dumb shit about Birds of Prey, trying to defend the movie, but by calling people sexist. Then again, in Kenobi, calling fans sexist and racist because they don't like Reva.
Because it works so well for everybody else.
Yeah, it really. Ewan McGregor needs to do a lot of things before he's back to prequel status, which is a funny thing to say.
But that's for the nerds and then people live online. The people...
No, that's for the people who go to Comic-Con and buy those fucking autographs.
Dude, I have a theory. The people that live online, I don't think they go to Comic-Con.
They don't. They don't buy the merch. They don't go to the theaters.
That's why, like...
that's why it's all failing.
Yeah, well, there's that, but it's also, like, there's enough...
Why is Demon Slayer outselling literally the entire Western comic market? It's because these fucks that go on Twitter and screech about it don't go to comic shops. Why are comic shops failing? Because that's the only books in the comic shops.
Dude, I did a history on the comic book industry for my senior thesis. I did a YouTube documentary on it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun, but holy shit. If hindsight is 2020, it's very easy to point the figure and say, why the fuck did you do this? Because a DC at one point halved the direct market, meaning all the comic shops.
You mean it was half of the market?
No, they picked and chose who they were going to sell to, and those people were going to be the distributors to the smaller shops.
I see.
And
you don't mean like Diamond, right?
Not Diamond, but even before Diamond. This was in, I want to say they did this in the 80s or early 90s.
Oh,
Diamond was kind of around, but Diamond was one of three. Then Marvel bought Heroes World and ran it into the ground. And right now, Diamond is, they're a stronghold, but they're not the stronghold. They're not, and plus, if Diamond ever went out, I feel like half, if not all, the comics industry would just collapse because, they have... but people are partnering with...
just occurred to me. Sorry to get you off.
Go ahead.
I just had an epiphany.
Go ahead.
The way we pirate manga in the West is preserving the sanctity of manga. Because nobody buys fucking manga in the West. People will go and buy their fucking Tokyo Pops when they're 15.
Yeah.
And then they'll learn better, and they'll go on, Mangadex or Manga.io or whatever, because they just have infinite fan-translated manga. They're sometimes better than officially translated manga.
Yep. And it'll be unedited, too.
And I was just thinking, why aren't manga being passed through Diamond, who is a terrible company? It's because there's no market for it. It's because the best you can do is the Tokyo Pops in the terrible anime stores that 15-year-olds buy.
Is Tokyo Pops still around?
I think so.
Because I know they had an issue where they either went out and someone bought them or...
I saw a book recently that said Tokyo Pop on it. That's what I'm going off of.
Okay. But the...
But the fact that they're not going through Diamond for sales means that they don't have Diamond pressure on them to conform to Western standards.
Now, I will say this. There's in-betweens that kind of work. Because don't forget, Borders went out of business, but Amazon is still right there, and Amazon's the reason Borders went out of business. Barnes & Noble's still around, but to a lesser extent.
Yeah.
If Barnes... Because Barnes & Noble's would do this every December. Hey, buy two, get one free, or 50% off everything. You don't even have to buy one to get another one. You just, half. I would buy the biggest books I could. I remember I bought one year the Sandman slipcase collection, which was all the original trade paperbacks of Sandman, all six books.
Mm-hmm.
It was going for $150. I got it for $75. Good deal. But Dark Horse is a comics publisher, and they do the Berserk, and they did Gantz. And I don't know, because the other one that distributes manga is Viz. Viz, yeah. And but it's also whatever the studio, whatever the, I don't know, I can't elaborate on the complexities off the top of my head. I do know that certain anime companies have different, they have different publishing rights to different people. Funimation, I believe, publishes through Viz, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be wrong. But
that sounds right.
But then you have Scholastic. Remember Scholastic?
I do remember Scholastic. I did the Scholastic Pizza Hut thing for years and years.
Well, Scholastic does books, better than fucking anybody. They do it better than Diamond. They do it better than DC. They do it better than Marvel.
Scholastic has the public education by the balls.
Yeah.
They have unlimited money. they'll never die.
I would say so. I mean, but the like DC is I went on the Amazon had like a sale, like select books, buy two, get one free. All right, I'll look into this. Free book out of it. Why not? So the majority of the books that I would type in for Marvel or DC, and believe me, I don't read comic books as the way I used to. I used to buy maybe 20 a month. Like each Wednesday, I would go in, get three, maybe four. And then if I saw something in like the dollar bin or something, or the collected editions that I wanted to read. Like right now, I'm waiting for Batman 89, like the first 12 issues, because right now I can buy the first six in one book. But I'm waiting for the first 12, because there's a season two of that coming out, which is it's interesting. They had Harley Quinn, which wasn't in the movies. They're just reimagining if the movies continued under Tim Burton, or not even under Tim Burton, but just like Sam Hamm, who wrote the script to the first Batman movie.
Uh-huh.
He wrote Batman 89. For an artist that does really good with like real life accuracy, they had not Carl Weathers. Who was Lando Calrissian? Was it Carl Weathers?
Billy
D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams was Harvey Dent in the original Batman.
Huh.
So they made him Two-Face in one of the books. I'm down to read that because I want to see how that looks, how that plays, the original writers. And now they brought in Harley Quinn, played by Madonna, and they have Winona Ryder as Batgirl. So I am interested. And they also have Marlon Wayans as Robin, who was originally cast as Robin. That's an actual thing that they did. I was listening to Rogan one day, and he had John Peters on. John Peters is an interesting motherfucker. He is so full of shit. But he has good ideas that'll work because it speaks to, all right, Top Gun, we're going to make this work. He has like that Jerry Bruckheimer, Don Simpson mentality of, we're going to make this work. Like Days of Thunder, we're just going to rip off Top Gun, but we're going to put it into NASCAR. We're just going to make it work.
Do you watch Real BBC?
No.
Real BBC has old artists, old comic guys on fairly often these days. Like yeah. Kelly Jones.
One of the best horror
He's been on there like three or four times now.
Shoot me a text on this guy's channel because
it alternates between Nerd Rodix and Heel vs. Babyface. Mahler's all on there all the time too.
Okay.
It's just called The Real BBC. Bagging, boarding, and chatting.
Okay.
It started because Nerd Rodix and Heel vs. Babyface we're like, well, we're doing our bags and boards, and we might as well talk. And, well, we're talking. We might as well do it on stream.
Yeah.
And then they got Mahler in on it, and he doesn't know anything about this. Oh. They keep sending him these, like, classic $1,000 comics.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, here's a Halloween Night. Read that.
Halloween Night with Batman? Or
Batman.
I have that book. I don't think it's $1,000.
Right? No, but other stuff. $1,000 of comics.
Oh, okay. Dude, did I tell you about...
And they talk about, like, oh, this plastic is bad because it is acidic over time and it yellows. And
yep.
These are the kinds of boards you want to use because they won't degrade, blah, 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 blah. Nerd Roddick, he knows a lot about the grading thing. That's the only reason I know about grading.
Yeah.
And I barely know anything about grading. But
I found a video game that's not in the original box. Technically, I threw out the original box. I had Max Payne 3.
The retro market is collapsing. Have you heard?
I would believe it, yeah.
What was that one game where it was obscenely expensive? Where all you did was, like, you're like this polygon dude in space. And you fly through and you shoot shit. I don't remember what it was called.
Star Fox?
No. It's like a Star Fox game. But it came with, like, the girlfriend vibrator.
You're not thinking of Virtua Boy, are you?
No.
Okay.
It was really expensive. It was, like, one of the most expensive retro video games
for a
while. Yeah, I bet that's collapsing as well, and I'm glad.
Well, yeah, but here's what I'm going to say on that one, without even looking at it. I have seen baseball cards collapse. I have seen comics collapse. Uh-huh. I have seen everything collapse. However, I've even seen stock market collapses, like with the .com bust. But
bubbles happen all the time.
They happen all the time. However, the real people that stick around, like...
Well, here's the difference between... So for comic... For baseball cards. For baseball cards, yep. Magic cards, comics, they're physical things.
Yep.
The nature of video games is that people either want them to play them,
yep.
or they want them to display them. And if you burn a fucking CD,
yep. you can
you
play
slap
them.
The label on it.
Yep.
No. You buy the same plastic case that every game uses. It's like the rarest DVD.
Yeah.
It's not a market that can sustain itself when you can just pirate it in 2 seconds.
That's true.
A baseball card, you can pirate the image of a baseball card all fucking day. Or a magic card. You have to do work to actually use it.
Yep. But the
baseball card, viewing a baseball card online, you say, okay, those are the stats. That's as much as you can get out of
Let
it.
Let me say two things on this one then. The original point was the actual rare, hard to find, in good condition will be worth something because there is a demand for it. Now, the fakers out there that will make a proxy card or what have you are most likely going to get sussed out over time. But here's where the important part of that is, though. You need good people in charge of authenticating, because authenticating is the spine of the entire grading process.
Sure.
But because, look at Logan Paul. Buys a sealed case of first edition base set booster boxes of Pokemon.
Sure.
Now, here's where he fucked up. He posted the pictures of the case in a video, and the Pokemon community, if not anything, will let you know you fucked up. Because
I don't think there's a community that's more autistic than Pokemon.
There's only one guy on that we are 100% sure has an actual case of base set first edition, and that's Gary the King Pokemon. He has a dozen Charizards that are PSA 10 base set first edition. It's a lot. Those things 5 years ago would have been worth $5 million.
Okay.
But they're still worth. They're worth something now, and they're still worth something. And he has that case. He has some of the. He has the one of two BGS 10 Charizards, meaning Beckett grading system. They are stingy and they are dumb. So they don't hand out tens.
Mm.
They don't hand out tens.
It's, I mean, good.
That is very good. So, however, if you send it to them and you get the 9 when everybody else would say it's a 10, when you do get that 10, it's worth more because they are stingy and they are dumb.
That's how the EFAB rating scale works. Almost nothing is a 10.
Yeah.
I don't know what they would consider a 10. I don't think they know what they would consider a 10.
You know what? I think Batman and Robin might be a 10 for them, just because that would be the thing that gets the 10.
They really like Batman and Robin.
So, I was going to ask you about them.
Is that the one with Mr. Freeze?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to ask you about them. Did they do a review of The Killer yet?
No. I've heard great things about The Killer.
I was watching some comedians review movies, and they have their... it all comes down to taste. That's why I don't deal with reviews. I'll deal with your points.
Well, that's why I like EFAP. They always have multiple people on there.
Well, they'll have logic behind their
so logic be damned. The movie can be terrible and still be enjoyable to watch.
Exactly.
That's their whole premise.
Did you watch The Killer yet, by the way?
No.
I
should.
Dude, it's I'll say you for me to you, it is really good. I read, not the completely, but I read the book that it's based on, and certain things got lost in translation.
It happens.
But in terms of what they turned it into, I am perfectly fine with what it is. It is a B-movie done by a really good director, starring a really good actor, and it's...
Who's the actor?
Fassbender.
Oh.
The guy that played Magneto in the X-Men movies.
Yeah, he's good.
If he's in the right role, he's Oscar worthy. But
what's Oscar worthy anymore? What is that?
It used to be that if you did a World War II movie, and it used to be if you died. Now it's you have to be a trans role. Which, by the way, will get you in trouble now. It used to be that Jared Leto did a hell of a performance as the.
I'm making a face. For the audio listeners that are the only listeners.
Really? You had an issue with Dallas Buyers Club or?
Not Dallas Buyers Club. Joker.
No, not Jared. He didn't get nominated for an Oscar for fucking Joker.
I could. I inserted.
Joaquin Phoenix did.
I inserted that in my head that you were talking about. I heard Jared Leto. I thought it was Joker.
which, by the way, like David Ayers has gone on Twitter and said that like Sean Gunn is open to having the Ayers cut released.
Speaking of Ayers, Ayers is coming out with a new movie. I forget what it is.
I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know what it is, but I'm also looking forward to it.
His movies, even if they suck, are fun.
The Viking. We're talking about that.
Possibly. Are you talking about Eggers? Like the Northman?
It's the same. Ayers.
David Ayers.
Yeah.
And David Eggers are two different guys, just so we're clear. David Eggers did the Northman.
Yeah.
And he also did the Vitch.
The Vitch, yeah. Yeah.
But David Ayers did.
How do you spell Ayers?
A Y E R S.
All right. I think they're both pronounced Ayers.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure the one with two G's in it, the G's
you
get.
You would think so.
I don't know. But the Eggers is one of those ones that I haven't watched.
Northman Man.
Yeah.
Is coming out with a new movie. I can't remember what it is. What it's about. But, all right, hold on.
We could solve this.
Yeah.
All right. My phone is at 14%, so I'm not going to do that Google search.
I'll Google it.
If I get down to 10%, and this podcast ends it abruptly, just so you know, that's what it was. But the okay, so Ayers, he did Bright, not a good movie, but it was still fun.
Yeah.
Like
Will Smith before he was absolutely ruined.
I feel so sorry for that dude. I mean, like, he's trying to make things work, and his wife will just come out with, like.
You heard about the personal assistant best friend
thing? I didn't hear that part, but.
So this guy comes out, he goes on some drama channel, because I was Will Smith's personal assistant and his best friend. Apparently, people are like, yeah, he's been around. But there's, like, if you look. You can only find him with Will Smith at a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you met him at Comic-Con one time.
Well, no, that's like the dude.
Apparently, they're actually friends. But he goes on this drama channel that has been known to make shit up. And he's like, oh, I walked in on him and Martin Lawrence? Something?
That sounds like it could be true because they've worked together.
Fucking.
I doubt that.
And he, yes. And he's like, I walk in and I see him. He's killing it. He's killing it. All I can think of these days is he's killing.
Well, the other thing too is like Will Smith is famous enough that, like, I kind of wouldn't be surprised. But at the same time, though, like
it would make sense why he married Jada Pinkett Smith, but then how he had two kids.
Well, if you do it, like, take a step back and you try to see not forest through the trees, but, like, try to see the forest, not the trees. Whatever the inverse of that statement is.
What are you trying to say?
You know when you can't see the forest through the trees?
Okay, yeah.
You take a step back,
you can't see the big picture because of the small things.
Yeah, so you take you look at the big picture. It's like, Will and Jada named their kids after themselves. Jaden Smith, Jada. Willow Smith, Will. Like they inverse the genders on the juniors. And I was like, okay, that's all right, fine. But then every so often she's like, I'm still in love with Tupac or whatever. Like, then they're like, well, it's more of a business arrangement. Then you see the video of, like, Jada recording Will. And he's like, hey, could you please not record me in my own house? Like, my social media is my bread and butter, please.
I think we got Eggers and Ayers mixed up.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at Eggers and it doesn't say anything in any of his movies. What was the other name?
Ayers? David Ayers.
Okay, so I was right. Ayers.
Okay. You were saying that it's his next movie, a Viking movie?
I don't think so.
Well, then that was what you were saying.
No, Dave, I'm looking at David Ayers' filmography and it's not.
You just said Ayers just previously, the last second you just named.
No, before what we were talking about.
All right, so is Eggers?
I looked up David Eggers.
Who did The Northman?
No.
David Ayers or David Eggers?
I looked up David Eggers.
Okay.
And his filmography does not list The Northman.
Okay, what's his filmography? Just so I'm clear.
Hold on a second, I have to go back. Where was that link? There. No. There.
Heads up.
Filmography. Here we go.
The Circle?
In 2017.
Type in the Northman, just so that we're clear. Because I think you found a David Eggers, but I'm not quite sure. Or maybe...
A David Eggers, who was also a director.
Type in the Northman. Let's go with that one.
Yeah.
Because like the Where the Wild Things Are, I don't know if it was a different adaptation, but I know like Spike Jonze did that one. Spike Jonze was the director of Where the Wild Things Are. Or at least the one I'm thinking of with like the Maurice Sendak book. I think it was Maurice Sendak. I don't know.
I don't know. What?
I don't know we should officially name this podcast. I don't know.
It can't find IMDb. IMDb is down, apparently.
Wikipedia is as good.
Yeah. Robert Eggers.
Robert Eggers.
Robert Eggers.
That's okay.
Robert Eggers has come out with a new movie.
Is it a Viking movie?
I don't think so.
Well, he just did The Northman, so I don't know if he's... But he also said he didn't get to do what he wanted to do with the... Which I don't know if that's the case or if he didn't achieve what he wanted to achieve. Which is two different things. Like, he did
Nosferatu. What he... It's a fucking Nosferatu movie.
Okay.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
I might check that out.
Yeah.
Because I've wanted to check... I have a list of movies, and I just started Terriers... Which I don't know if
sounds familiar.
It was an FX show. It had one season. It was canceled, but it's so ahead of its time because it came out in 2007, 2008. And if it had been one of the first shows on Netflix, I think we'd have gotten five seasons.
Is this about like police?
Yep, Donald Logue and his best friend are starting a detective business, but they're not official. So they're just doing in and out like episodic.
Do you know about this,
dude? The first three episodes are so great. Mm. I highly recommend it. It's on Hulu right now, or find it on whatever thing that you have. But the Donald Logue is awesome. His best friend is awesome. There's this one moment where if they did it nowadays, and it's episode three. So are you fine with spoiling one episode?
I've seen a thing about it. I kind of know some things about it.
So a guy shows up from the best friend's life, and it turns out he was a criminal.
I thought you were going to say a guy shows up from the best friend's channel.
Well, anyway, so they're messing around with each other, and this guy's getting pissed off because he keeps trying to threaten the dude with telling his girlfriend, fiance, like they're that close. It's like, hey, do you remember the first time you guys met? And so the guy comes clean at the end after like a couple things happened.
It's like a kidnapping thing, right?
No. He robbed her house and saw a picture of her on the fridge. He's like, huh, she looks really cool. So he goes to the bar that she works at and hits on her and falls in love, all that stuff. It works out. But the guy was holding that over his head He just comes clean. So, like, in this tense moment, she's like, I need you to leave. I need you to get out right now. And then right before he's about to go, and he's got tears in his eyes, she tells him, wait 5 minutes, and they come in through the back window with a mask on. We're having sex, and then it's like, and it's just this funniest, like, great, it's so fucking good that I was like, everything was good up until then, but that one was just like, no one would do that now. Or maybe somebody would, but I'm not giving him the credit right now. Like, that is just, like, bold, and it's ahead of its time. If it had been on Netflix, that season probably would have gotten...
delisted?
No, not even that. Like we're talking about, like, 2008. So, like, 2009, 2010, that's when House of Cards and... what was the other original Netflix show that was big?
House of Cards was an original Netflix show?
No, it was originally a British show, but, like, okay. Kevin Spacey... Yeah. It came out around that. Netflix came out around that. That's when Netflix made the transition from DVDs to online streaming. Once that happened, they had all this information that they had gathered about people and their watching habits, and then they applied it to streaming, and they were like, hey... They like David Fincher. Hey,
if only they still did that.
I feel like you would think
I shouldn't say that. They have some good shows.
They have
One Piece was good.
Yeah. The problem with Netflix now is that like they've changed their model from the go-to show to we are covering all the bases and like we're not if it has a big budget and we don't get the viewership on it that we would like.
Yeah.
Which is unrealistic because it takes fucking years. Like. it takes fucking years for, like, Breaking Bad. Yeah. Breaking Bad wasn't Breaking Bad until, like, 3 years later, until...
When people heard the word of mouth.
And then when the final season happened, like, you have... Like, Amazon wasn't Amazon. Like, they didn't claim a profit for, like, fucking 10 years or whatever. And then it became the biggest fucking company. And then they had to rework it so that they went from a store system to we are the fucking internet. Like... So, like, it takes time to have people invest. And plus, like, there's so many things that it's competing for. Like, I'm trying to get into the comics field, and we're competing with fucking video games, TikTok. I have a story about a T-Rex that wants to be a boxer. And I have about 12 images started that I need to get
to
22.
You really need to be able to... If you want to do this comic, and you want to do it with AI, you're going to need to learn a lot about Stable Diffusion.
Or I'm going to pay somebody and to do the whatever I can't do with Photoshop. Like if there's like a marked difference in the bit style.
You can't start with Midjourney images. You have to.
I can't. Midjourney, I tried, just for clarity, the thing that I was so refreshed by about DALL-E versus Midjourney is that DALL-E gave me exactly what I wanted the first time.
So,
like, Midjourney is a higher learning curve. But
I can't use Stable Diffusion because of my computer.
Okay.
But I know all of the things that Stable Diffusion can do that are beyond just type in a prompt.
Yeah.
There's in painting. There's posing.
Midjourney can do in painting. Just so we're clear.
Midjourney, what?
That is one of the things that you could do.
It's
I don't know how, from a technical standpoint.
No,
however,
no, how do you do it?
You generate an image.
Yeah.
Then there's an option that you select it's either a thing that you have to toggle in the settings, or uh-huh. It's like right there. Then.
Yeah.
You can do. I don't want to bring it up on
and
my
it
phone.
Lets
because
you paint on the picture something you want in the frame.
You highlight
like a new cup.
Yep. You can highlight the area, and then you can insert it. And you have to. It's a learning process because you have the original prompt in there, but if you just completely exit out that, just delete all that, and then you just type in cup. You could put a cup on anything. You could put a fucking cup in Mona Lisa's hands if
it's
you
still,
want to.
It still isn't in painting. In painting is literally, I'm going to basically paint a thing that I want.
Well, then
the AI will see that and add that interpretation with the, you know, it's a paintbrush
to
the frame.
You have to hit. You have to highlight the area. Listen,
no,
for the purpose...
So this is one of the reasons that Midjourney needs to not be in Discord.
Yeah.
It needs its own program.
It needs its own program.
To be able for you to go in and draw some basic sketch, an entire person into the frame, however poorly you want, tell it what that is, and then it will put that person in that frame. Not a different frame that's slightly that's very similar to the one before. That frame.
Yep.
This is what you need to learn to do with Stable Diffusion. To make a comic, you need to then design your own characters and make Loras of your own characters. So that
what do you mean, Lora?
A Lora is a low resolution something something. If you imagine that the model for Stable Diffusion is huge, this huge thing that has everything.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different models you can get. They call them checkpoints these days. A Lora is a tenth of that.
Okay. Well,
and you can make one, make your own. There's billions now where people have just made their own Loras. You can just go download them.
Well, there are sites
What you want to do is you want to make your character. You do this any way you want. You can make you can make Midjourney images of a character.
Yeah.
And as long as you have enough of them that look similar, you can then make a Lora of it, put it in Stable Diffusion, and say, I want you to make my character. And it will, because it has the Lora.
Uh-huh.
You do that, you create the images however, because Stable Diffusion is not terribly different from Midjourney, except for the control you have over it.
Yeah.
You then you go panel by panel in Stable Diffusion and generate these images. And you tweak it, you fix it. Shadiversity has a entire channel for AI now.
Wait, Shadiversity?
Shadiversity.
Chat or Chad?
Shad.
Well, did you see his dinosaur Ninja Girl or something that was making the rounds?
I don't remember a dinosaur, but Ninja Girl,
well,
yeah.
Well, because I follow artists a lot, and I don't necessarily follow a lot of AI artists. However,
People gave Shed.
Oh, he got tons of shit.
He got
so
much shit.
But here's the problem, though. Like, I feel like everyone's like.
Everybody's stupid is what the problem.
And
Chad makes very good points, and he goes through videos where
also,
he designs all these.
Exactly.
He goes through all the different. He's like, oh, this is what I did. This I wanted the hand grip to be a certain way, so I had to go in and like draw it and do all this. This is his new AI channel.
Yeah.
Where he just explains every step of what he did, and he's like, okay, recreate this exactly. If it's so easy, and people go on Twitter like, oh, I made something that's similar, and I'm like, oh, that's not at anything what he said. Yeah. Make these hand grips, make these poses, make this sword.
Yeah.
Recreate this image in AI. Nobody can do it
because
nobody doesn't understand. Nobody understands what he's trying to say.
Right now, a lot of people don't realize the levels of, like, for example, if I take a Midjourney image and it's 75% there. Let's say 75%, like, it needs fine-tuning. You would use Stable Diffusion, best bet. I don't have access to Stable Diffusion at the moment, so I will go to Playground AI. Playground AI is...
That's OpenAI.
Well, I don't know.
No, it's literally OpenAI.
It probably is.
No,
but
it is.
I know, but what I'm saying, though, is Playground AI has an in-painting feature. So... I would go to there.
Like Midjourney's in-painting feature?
It's the same mechanics because you...
Then it's not in-painting.
Well, for the purpose of... Because there's a lot of people that are saying what in-painting is. For the purpose of what I'm talking about, in-painting to me is when you highlight an area...
That's not in-painting.
I know. But in-painting to me is you highlight an area...
Yeah.
And it's the parameter of which area that you want something to generate. And then you would do... either regenerate that one, the same prompt, meaning that you want it fixed, but you want variations of that.
That's called masking.
It is, but for the purposes of what like been presented in this conversation, like on my end.
Well, no, what I'm saying is you can do masking in Stable Diffusion. It's a different tool.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's where you just highlight an area and you say generate something else.
So right now what we're running into, and this goes to what the issue of like ChatGPT and DALL-E taking forever with a single prompt. I think it's going to be a good thing as long as we have multiple options. We need Midjourney to keep their shit together. We need whatever that third one was that has the tokens that we were talking about.
Tokens are so.
I know tokens is a system, but you know what I'm talking about.
We have Bard.
We have Bard.
Starts with an A. And ChatGPT. Are the ones. Then you have your own like the wizard AI thing.
Yeah.
It's just how many things. So a token.
Just to nip it in the bud, because I don't want to get into this tangent right now. We need the diversity so that the entire village isn't reliant on one bicycle to share.
Yes.
It's like, hey, the village has one bike right now. Like, that is a bad situation because everyone's going to want to use the bike all at once. And then...
Who is the bike in this analogy?
AI technology.
One bike are you talking about?
Right now we don't have one bike. But
okay.
In a village that has one bike, everybody needs it. Right now, we have more...
You know, a village bicycle has a different connotation than the one you're using.
I know, but, like, I'm letting people figure that out for themselves if they appreciate, the town bike. Everyone needs to ride it or ride it once. But the... I'm freezing right now. The sun's starting to go down because it's winter time.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
But, settle our tabs. Let's go get something to eat. Let's finish the conversation.
All right.
Plus, I have 13% battery left. That's why I'm not doing any demonstrations right now of Midjourney, because I know that would just kill my battery.
That's something what I don't. So when I use ChatGPT, I feel like it's using my phone's processor.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't prove it, but it is only for the.
It fucking kills my phone.
Your phone has to receive things.
If that's what it has to do to lighten the load, I'm fine with that.
Yep.
But
I'm fine with that too.
I would like them to say it.
But my phone is going on 5 years old now. I'm gonna find another new.
How old's a Pixel 4?
Pixel 2.
4.
4? I feel like 4 came out last year. I think
we're on 8.
We're on 8.
We're on 8.
Well, I feel like my phone is a Pixel 3 XL.
that.
This is a 3XL. So mine is like the year after yours, year before yours. So this one is going on 5 years. So that one's going to be 4 years then.
Something like that, yeah.
But they come out with a new Pixel every year. So
do they?
Dude, it's like iPhones.
I feel like it's not every year.
You know what phone I was looking into? Like even if I could just get it, not even to be a phone, just to be a camera, the Sony. Sony makes a phone that has maybe the best camera that I can think of on a cell phone. And I was thinking about getting it just, if I can find one for, say, like $300, I would totally do it, because I was looking into cameras because I wanted to get into filmmaking again.
I still have my nice camera.
Well, I have my DSLR, which, if I have the right lens and I have the right, like, setup, because, like, a lot of the lenses I have are not necessarily meant for filmmaking, mm-hmm. but if the lighting is good enough, I can use them, like, and the fucking picture quality on those, it's a DSLR, but the lenses are from, like, the 70s.
I think the lens is predominantly what matters.
It is. But in terms of the camera, like mine, it doesn't have like an external mic on it. It's like a solely for.
Oh, I got like a Rode.
But it has a video function on it.
Yeah.
So if I just have like a separate audio recording on there, it's good. But like, because my DSLR is a Pentax, they have the K mount, and the K mount hasn't changed in 50 years, which, meaning I have access to all the lenses from like 1970 to now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I get like a new one, like that has that's built for like the newer models, great. But if I have the old lenses, I just have to make sure the lighting is good enough, because if I'm shooting outdoors or if I'm shooting, let's say in low light situations, it could come out fuzzy or it could come out like not at all. It'll be black. But I just having a really strong appreciation for some of the old lenses, because like they have a texture to them, or they capture the texture.
It's really hard to get that fucking film look.
It is, and it's also like it's the lenses and it's the film itself, because the old lenses, I don't know what the difference is, but for whatever reason I notice it. Like there's one particular lens where like everything's blurred in the back, which like you could achieve that with the new lens nowadays, no problem, the blur itself, but in terms of just like capturing the texture of things, I don't know the mechanics of it, but I just, it's like one of those things, you just know the difference, you see it, and you can't, I don't have the ability to tell you why.
Yeah.
But
it's that je ne sais quoi that film has that nobody else has.
I was looking into, because I saw in Best Buy, Facebook has these streaming glasses, like that's what they're kind of meant for. They're Bluetooth camera glasses that like you could take photos, put it on your Facebook page, you can like tie it into your app, it's like built-in information.
Uh-huh.
I looked at like recording glasses just to see how much they were $40, dude.
That's cheap.
That is very cheap. I'm gonna get a
That's
pair
too cheap.
Well, I'm gonna get a pair,
okay,
and I'm gonna try them out. Like if it's 1080k and as long as the battery lasts and the file format, it doesn't fuck up constantly, then good deal. So but I want to do I want to take the videos, and I want to put them into like either Absinthe, which is an AI editor program, or Runway, and just like
I keep fucking around Runway ML. It's fun.
Like there's so many things that it offers that I don't do right now, but if I can get footage and I can just change things and like put like do the work to turn things into like, so that I'm walking through a forest while the forest is going to be filled with fucking things that I could just like generate a Midjourney image into.
I don't pay for Runway ML. I only, every time they come out with a new feature, they reset the free tokens.
Yep.
And I just max out the free tokens on dumb shit.
Yeah. like if I do like 1 2-minute video a month, that would be fucking awesome. So, but like
2-minute video, man.
Yep, it's
that's literally 200 times the length of a video now that you can generate.
Well,
if not more.
I wouldn't use Runway for that. I would use Absinthe, which you can. All you gotta do is take the video, translate it into still images, and then it'll do all the editing for you in an animation sense, because you set the keyframes. So you set the keyframes, and then it'll animate it for you, and then go from there. But in terms of just like color correction and all that shit, like there are people out there that spend a fucking lot of time doing that stuff. Like they better be really good at their jobs, because like what AI is doing is just constantly going for like the low levels. Like there was a meme going around a long time ago, which by the way, like a lot of people are anti fucking AI, which to me is kind of dumb, but at the same time though, I understand what they're talking about.
Oh man, it's already happened where you used to, before AI, before this boom for AI,
yeah,
you had artists churning out commissions of really low quality, who I'm sure are just destitute.
I've seen it in comic conventions where like you could definitely tell the classes and levels of, all right, this artist is really good at what they do, and if you give them the thing, like you're paying them for their style. Then there's people that below that. Well, let's say they're the first people I just mentioned are the medium. They are like the middle of the road, good at what they do. They can if you give them enough time and effort, money, they'll do something really high level. Then there's the high level guys that are just fucking incredible, like Kim Young-yi, who passed away a few years ago. He could trace what was in his head on paper. That's me talking highly of him, but like he never drew the same thing twice. He drew patterns, but he never drew the same thing twice. It's not like but he could just start out with a blank canvas and give you like this greatest mech thing with like tattoo models in a bathtub over here and dragons over here, and just like without planning it, without sketching it out first, he could just like ink to paper, put out what was on his head, and he was fucking incredible. Then you get the middle of the road guys. Then you get the guys that they're not tracing, but it's a passable knockoff in terms of what you want in something. If you want like the this guy's version of this, yeah, you can tell it's not drawn by that guy, but you could, but it's nice.
There's this one artist that I really like.
Then there's people that are trying to get to that that base level, which God bless them, but they have to put in more work, and those guys are fucked. Those guys are the actual people that have to trace everything, or else like it will never look the way that you want it to.
Mm-hmm. There's just one artist that I really like, where I can never remember their name, which makes it really hard to look them up.
Yeah.
But they draw this one girl who eats a lot of shit, and she's got like a little sister. She's eating her little sister's food. It's, if you know, you know, but it's this really unique art style.
Yeah.
You'd spot it a mile away. She also does this, a lot of, like, nightly D&D type drawings, and okay, they're all pretty cool. I have seen her style represent, done.
Yeah.
I've seen her style done by AI.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
If you have enough material out there,
you only need 15 exactly shots of reference. To exactly. Make a Laura.
If you have that minimum out there, so that somebody could train it on your style, it can be done. However, I will say this, because the reason why I went with Kim Young-yi in the first cut, he was a Korean artist that passed away.
Sure.
Because he passed away the week before New York Comic Con. Mm. Like he was supposed to have a table there. He actually had a memorial there. I actually, I didn't put anything there, but I did write down on the tablecloth, like, hey, thanks for everything. So I got a couple books signed from him, and just watching him work on his personalizations, which, by the way, that's the way you should do it. If you buy a $100 book from them, it should just automatically come with a drawing in there. But that, because, like, there was a couple guys, which, more power to them, because I'm not mad that they did this, but if you bought a book from them that was a certain amount of money, like they would do a remark, that's what they call it now, or not just personalization, but they, like, I had a guy sign something that was like $10, which I'm fine with that.
I've only ever had one thing signed.
Yeah, I think I was there for that.
No, you weren't, but you were close by.
Was it
it's Adam West?
Adam West. Okay, so well, anyway, this guy, he had 10 books that were coming out the next week, but if you bought one of the books, you got a free drawing from him inside the cover of it, but $600.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh!
I didn't pay for my Adam West autograph.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. but I don't hold it against him. I want to be clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are there to, it's a business, you are there to make money. like, you're there for you, not for me. Like, the fact that I'm getting something out of this, to talk to the guy, because, like, I really appreciated his work, and I love following him on Instagram. Someone came up with a style of stable diffusion for the Korean artist that I just mentioned.
It's called a Laura.
All right. Well, they came up with a Laura for him, and it wasn't what he drew.
Well, they just need to make a better. You can make varying qualities.
I know, but like he would need multiple Laura because he had multiple art styles. Like,
okay.
He had like more comedic, like more chibi style. He had more
you can load more than one Laura, and you would just do that everything you want.
But
to
in
do.
Terms of the difference between like there are dudes out there that will spend all their time trying to recreate what you do, and like even still, like you're going to everyone's going to know you're a knockoff.
Because, absolutely.
So, like, that's
even the artist that I was talking about, you could reproduce her style perfect. It's not her style that makes her art good. It's the ideas that make it good.
Exactly. So, that's a good enough note to understand on.
Here's a really good example of, like,
right, ideas. Let me stop you first.
Real quick.
It's going to be real quick, but I'm just going to say this out loud. Whatever you say is going to be the last thing people hear of this episode.
Got it.
So say what you mean to say and say it well.
All right.
The floor is
yours. There is a difference between your sexy robots who just makes good art that's sexy, that's the same fucking poses over and over again, and your Merryweathers, where your art's not great, but the comics are funny. That's it.
You son of a bitch.
I gave it short.
I gave you all that leeway, all that ramp up. You had like this epic moment that you could have had, and you ended on that.
That's all I had to say.
All right.
Is it you need ideas behind the good art, or else it's just stock photos.
Okay, say something after me, but let me say this. Bruce Lee had what I call, this is my Bruce Lee rule. He had a line in Enter the Dragon when he was teaching, it's the beginning of the movie where he's trying to be philosophical in his underwear. It's like, emotional content, not anger, whatever, when he's talking about attack, like, make me feel something and speak to me that way. Like, or I'm butchering the line, but that was like emotional content is what the gist of what he was saying.
Yeah.
And
that's okay. So that's why I go on about vision when I talk about AI stuff. It's like, I don't care about your artistic skill. It's laudable that you have you're a very talented artist, but I care more about the Merryweather comic than the sexy robots, because sexy robots is just the same thing over and over. It's the same great art over and over again, but it's the same. It's just a pinup again of a different chick who has very similar proportions. But do you have, I'm not saying the Merryweather comic. You know who Merryweather Comics is?
I have a feeling I know who you're talking
Merryweather
about.
Merryweather Comics is one of the comics that Bowsette came from.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of thing you want. You know,